Well, what would dude mean to you? What does that mean to you? Of course, my generation uses it in different ways.
Oh, a guy. Just a sort of a guy.
Okay. A place where people are buried is the...
The cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And a ceremony for a person who's died is the...
Funeral.
Mm-hmm. And the box that a person is buried in.
Coffin.
Mm-hmm. And people wearing black are said to be in...
Mourning.
Mm-hmm. And spirits that come back to haunt you are called...
Ghosts.
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for ghost? That you know? Or would use? Just call them ghosts.
Just ghosts.
Okay. Ghosts inhabit a place and kids are afraid to go into it. What's it called?
A haunted house.
Mm-hmm. And God's adversary is the...
Devil.
Damn.
Yes, it certainly is. I'll tell you it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. If a black cat crosses in front of me and I think I'm going to have bad luck, you would call me...
Superstitious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you know any local superstitions?
No.
Okay. I haven't gotten much on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really tired, you are...
Exhausted.
Mm-hmm. And if you're really disgusted...
Well, you could be angry,
mm-hmm.
or mad, or depressed.
What if you're really angry?
Well, you'd be furious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you're really frightened?
Terrified.
Okay. If somebody leaves in a hurry, how do you describe how they left?
They took off.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That works. What do you say to people on the 25th of December?
Merry Christmas.
And on the first of the year?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Do you know some Indian tribes in the region?
Well, the Tiguas down here. And I guess they're Pueblos.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose there's some Navajos not too far from here. I think that's about it locally,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
Okay. A Texas native is called a...
A Texan.
Mm-hmm. How about an El Paso native?
An El Pasoan.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, do you have any nicknames for natives of other Western states?
Other Western states, nicknames. Well, New Mexico is just a New Mexican. Arizona, Californian. No, I don't have any nicknames.
What would you call a person from Utah?
I don't know. I'd have to say a native of Utah.
That's a tough one. It's tough to say Utahian.
It's difficult.
How about a native of the United States?
Now, do you mean Native American, like the Indian? Or
just anyone from the United States who's
an American.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And a person from our country to the north.
A Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How about from our country to the south?
A Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.